Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. It's JR and Kevin. Lana here as well. So something interesting happened yesterday when we were talking about a story that happened in Oklahoma. And, you know, Lana had a little trouble with the geography. Let me bring our caller on right now. All right, we got her on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this Christine?
It is.
Christine, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Bradenton.
All right. Did you have a chance to hear Lana yesterday and her geography skills?
I didn't.
All right. So you're going to hear them right now. Go ahead, Kev. Play that clip from yesterday.
So this one family, and I was just Googling, you're probably like, why are you on your phone, Lana? This one family drove from Tulsa to Oklahoma.
That's still
that
Oklahoma.
Was the best.
They drove from the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know, Lana, why are you on your phone right there? I hope you're looking at a map of the United States.
Looking to see how far it was.
Great.
Well, that's what we found out, Christine. How do you feel about her geography skills right now?
That sounds like I would do.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is we had Kevin go ahead and Google the distance from Tulsa to Oklahoma. What did we come up with?
0.0 miles.
Yes, so you're already in Oklahoma. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask her three questions, and if you get this right, we're going to be like a little Garth Brooks, gift bag, all right? And we'll have some Garth Brooks stuff in there for you.
Awesome.
All right, so I'm going to ask her a question, and then I'm going to ask you if you think she got it right or wrong. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's get ready. Lana, my first question to you that has to do with geography.
Okay.
Is,
oh boy,
which state is the Grand Canyon National Park located in? Hang on. Do you think she got it right or wrong, Christine?
Right.
I think she got it right. Where is it located, Lana? You should know this. I think they did a tour for ACMs or something like that.
If you've been there, then you should know.
I know, but my dad took us traveling to like Wyoming and Utah and all those places.
All those places. All those states. Which state is the Grand Canyon National Park located in?
I'm going to say
we don't have all day.
I know. Oh my gosh, he's going to kill me for not knowing this. I'm going to have to say, I'll just say Wyoming.
Wyoming? You're saying the
Grand Canyon
National Park is located in Wyoming.
Utah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually Arizona.
Yeah.
Because
Arizona?
Remember,
yes.
Christine, it's okay. It's not your fault.
No.
You got to remember, when you were at the ACMs in Nevada, they flew you guys out there by helicopter. Didn't you do that with the ACMs?
Never been to the ACMs.
Oh, really?
Ooh. No.
It's unfortunate.
I've been out to Arizona with my dad in a van in our family, like Griswold style.
That's
the only time.
Apparently, you don't remember where the Grand Canyon was. All right. We'll move on. All right, Christine, it's all good. No worries. She's
Arizona?
Got a chance. Got to get two out of three. All right? In which city do the Vikings play? And by the way, she's from Minnesota. I'll just tell you that right now, Christine. In which city do the Minnesota Vikings play? And what is the name of the stadium? Hang on. Do you think she got it right or wrong? She is from Minnesota.
I'll say she got it right. I'm hoping.
Hey, by the way, I love your faith and I love your confidence in her. She needs it. All right. In which city do they play in?
Minneapolis.
Okay, and what is the name of the stadium?
U.S. Bank Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is correct.
Correct.
Yes, we've been really bummed. All right, last question. By population, what is the biggest city in Florida? Do you think she got it right or wrong, by the way?
I think she got it wrong.
Now, what do you think the answer is?
I think it's Jacksonville.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I believe she's right.
She is correct! Way to go! She's
back, everybody!
We were a little worried there for a second, but she is back. Hey, congratulations, Christine. You want to say thank you to Lana?
Thank you.
Congratulations, Christine.
We're going to hook you up with a little Garth Brooks goodie bag. And one more time, Christine, where is the Grand Canyon located? Which state?
Arizona?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, God bless you. Everybody did.
Did you know Tulsa was in Oklahoma?
All right, hang on for us, Christine. We'll get you hooked up, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. I feel good. A feel good story right here, 99.5 QIK. By the way, it is from Oklahoma. Again, kind of a theme of the show since Lana didn't realize Tulsa was in Oklahoma. So that's very exciting. But hey, we're going to leave you alone because it's a feel good story. Here we go, right? This is a guy named Bobby Bose. How did you say?
Bonesock.
Bonesock Jr. All right, was. He lost his father when he was only 8 years old. Now, his dad was a Vietnam veteran, and he was getting ready to leave for the Air Force when he ordered a Dodge Challenger, 1974. He ordered it brand new for $3,600. That's nice, right?
Nice. I love it.
And since his dad had passed, he had not seen the car. They had not seen the car. It sold, and he bought it brand new. So he's been kind of on the search for almost 30 years for his dad's car. Now, he wasn't able to find, like, the VIN number to be able to track it down. But finally, he's found the bill of sale to be able to do that. So he tracked it down. It was in San Diego, California. He was able to buy it and get it back for in his father's memory, who also is a senior to the junior, mm-hmm. Bobby Bosnack. So it was a really, really cool story. Like I said, his dad passed when Bobby was only 8 years old. And check this out. Here's what he had to say about it.
It's pretty cool because I'm named after my dad. So, I mean, it was very emotional and stressful. It took a week. And I drove it up here and I parked it in here. And there was, you know, people here. And we all visited and they all left. And I just wanted to say I can't cry. I didn't know. It was amazing.
How cool would that be, able to get your dad's car back?
I don't even remember what my dad drove. I mean, I think he had so many different cars.
Does he talk about a specific car?
I can't even remember.
Because this happened to my dad when he got back. He ordered a GTO, and he's been looking one for ever since. And they've just gone up. And the year that he had, it was so popular, but they've gone up crazy in value. Hey, Kevin, did your pops have a specific car that he was all about talked about as a kid?
No.
No?
No, nothing? My grandfather was big into Mustangs. I ended up getting a 2008 Mustang because I love them.
Right.
Because he had one. His last car before he passed was a 92 Mustang, and he just was all about it. So
yeah.
I was all about it because my grandfather loved them. So.
There you go.
But yeah. If you can find that car.
The exact car.
And it doesn't say how much he paid for this car, but he said the asking price was no object. He just wanted this car. And he said it's got a couple layers of paint on it. But.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, it's been through the ringer a little bit since 76, but I can't believe that his dad paid $3,600. Man, would that be great to have a car for that, right?
Yeah, brand new.
That is your feel-good story right now. And coming up at 7:05, we have your morning motivation at 99.5 QYK.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
We got Jordan Davis on the phone coming up in less than 20 minutes, but right now we are doing a 7:15 second date update. Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK. And hopefully we can make love happen. Yesterday, not so good. Didn't happen. But we'll see if we can make it happen today. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
We want to see if we can help you out. This guy named Phil that you wrote us an email about. Tell us how you know him. What's going on with you guys?
So Phil's like this super good-looking guy that I work with at, obviously, work. I've noticed him since the beginning, and I'm super charmed by him. Anyways, we went on this amazing date, and everything went so well, and it was so smooth and so great. And then something happened at work, and I just want to apologize to him because I just feel so bad. And I just feel like he's ignoring me and avoiding me, so I wanted to do that here.
Okay. Now, before I ask you what happened, you just haven't had a chance to apologize to him?
Yeah, I'd rather just say it, to him than, talk about it right now.
But what I'm saying is, did you try to apologize to him at work?
Yeah, I mean, I try, but, every single time I try to, he just walks the other way or ignores me or he, goes into the bathroom. It's a mess.
Oh, man.
Wow. What'd you do? I gotta know.
Yeah, what are you gonna apologize for?
Yeah, you guys will hear if you get him on the phone.
Ah, okay. Well, I respect that. Now, since you are making an apology, I just want to make sure you're cool with us calling him because, I mean, he has to agree to come on with us, and you're kind of putting him on the spot here. Are you sure you want to go this route?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All righty.
Do you have any more
really
questions?
Like this guy.
Yeah.
Lana, do you have any more questions for Laura on this at this point?
But the date went good.
The date was amazing.
It's something that happened after the date and it happened at work, right?
Yeah.
And you guys work pretty closely together, I'm guessing?
We work on the same team.
Okay. All right. So you see him a lot then.
Oh, man. man. Yeah. Took a risk right out of the gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right, Laura. Yeah. If you're up for it, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, try to call Phil, okay?
Okay.
Going to put... Well, it's very interesting, the 7:15 Second Date Update. Sharon, Kevin, Lana here, and we are trying to help out Laura right now.
Well, this is a little bit different because she said they went on a great date. They had a wonderful time. They work together, and something happened at work after their date, and now she just really wants to apologize to him because he won't speak to her at work. He's avoiding her at work, and he won't respond back to any of her messages.
So a lot of times people go, I have no idea why they're not calling me back. She knows.
She knows.
And she wouldn't tell us.
Right.
No. She's like, I just want to say this once to him.
Right.
And we told her, like, hey, you gotta be ready for whatever response he has.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd want to do that on the air, but Laura does.
Yeah, we asked her, so we got to get his permission to even be on the air. Let's try to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Phil?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
Hello?
Hey, Phil. This is JR, Kevin, and Lana from Tampa Bay's Morning Crew here at 99.5 QIK.
On the radio?
Yeah, yes. On the radio. I wanted to see if it was okay if we talked to you real quick about actually someone that you work with. Just a couple questions. Would it be okay if we talked to you on the air about?
Yeah, if it's quick. I'm getting ready for work.
Okay, cool. We'll try to make it quick. It actually has to do with work. So,
yes.
You know this girl you work with, Laura?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Laura.
Okay, well, Laura was telling us how you guys went on a date, and she thought things went really well, and I guess something happened after the date, and now have you been avoiding her?
Well, it's kind of hard. Well, yeah. I mean, did she tell you what happened?
Like, no. She actually did not.
I mean, I guess I could tell you. Like you said, we went out on a great date, but the problem was when we got back to work, like, the week after, I had sent out a group email. We're on the same team. So I sent out a group email about work, you know, about the project coming up. And she, for some reason, decided to reply to my email with, you know, all this stuff about the date. And she was going on and on how much she really liked me and about everything. And, like, she even mentioned my body and my physique. And, like, she kept referencing my lips and how, like, describing my lips in several different ways. And then I noticed people looking at me, like, I get this email at work, I'm reading it, and I noticed, like, you know, somebody gets up from their desk and kind of, like, looks at me. And I noticed she replied all.
Oh, no, this crazy email.
And, like, she replied all. Why would she even do that? Like, I don't know. So many questions. Now I'm getting, like, not harassed, but, like, people are making jokes about my lips and, you know, all kinds of different things. And, like, it's really embarrassing at work. We weren't even going to tell anybody that we were dating or even, like, we went out on one date. Like, it wasn't, now it's this big old thing. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, may have great lips. You never know.
I mean, it's like, now we're on the same team, so we have to, like, work together. So, like, if they're going to see us talking to each other, people are, like, it's crazy, and I'm really embarrassed, and I don't know. I don't think, you know, I'm not trying to avoid her. It's just really embarrassing.
Yeah, I understand, Phil, and I get what you're saying. I think Laura feels pretty bad. We actually have her on the phone, and she originally called us because she wanted to apologize. Hang on for me, Phil. Laura, you there?
Yeah, hi, Phil.
We're going to kind of get out of the way for you, and you can talk to Phil.
So I feel so embarrassed, and I'm really, really sorry. I really didn't mean to, like, you know, have all happen, and I really like you, and I would love to, like, spend more time with you, and I promise something like this won't happen again. And we just had such a great day.
Except for on the radio.
Sure, but I mean, like, you got to understand the damage has been done. Like, we got to work with these people. Now their minds have changed about us, about me, about you, about what we're doing. I don't know what you think us hanging out more is going to do.
Everything I said about you was good. Like, your lips are luscious and sexy, and, like, your body is, like, your body's like an 8-pack. Like, I just want to touch your stomach every time I see you at work. Like, I don't know. I just, like, can't control myself.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's just so embarrassing at work. Like, what are we supposed to do now? Like,
who cares about anybody else? I feel like we can really, you know,
I don't care. It's my job. We weren't going to tell anybody anything.
Well, now we don't have to tell anybody. We can just do it on the down low. We can just date on the down low.
They know now. So I guess the surprise is up. So, I mean, maybe you're past that hurdle,
yeah.
Phil.
I don't know. It's just really embarrassing. I just don't feel comfortable.
So, Phil, let me ask you this. Laura obviously sounds genuine. Obviously, she's into you. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Was there any way that you could be, you know, able to get past this?
I mean, I don't think so. Like, we're... Like, they're making fun of me at work. Like, I've been thinking about, like, transferring to the other office because of it.
Phil, please don't do that.
First the reply all, and then on the radio.
The reply to me.
why even do it on a work? Like, there's so many questions I had.
Imagine the hazing that he is getting from the guys around the office. I mean, come on.
If it happened to me, I would say, yes, I do have an 8-pack, and you're welcome to look at these lips anytime you like.
Luscious lips, sorry.
But I understand in a team setting, this would be tough. Laura, it sounds like Phil just wants to remain friends and kind of get things back to normal at work. Who knows what could happen down the road, but I'm sorry you didn't get the answer you wanted, but you did get to say sorry to Phil. Hey, Phil, thanks for coming on with us. I know it was probably kind of an embarrassing thing, but hey, I'm glad you guys got to talk it out and you guys can put it behind you, all right?
Yeah, I guess I'll see you later in a few minutes at work, Laura.
Oh, boy.
Laura, watch that reply all.
Yeah, don't do that ever. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I totally get what Phil is saying, but at least she didn't say anything bad about him.
No, that's true. But what a tough day at work it's going to be.
For a few days.
Yeah.
It's not just one day. It's going to be for a few days. So, man, she kind of shot herself in the foot on that one. But
you got to watch that reply all. I mean, you really,
of course,
really shouldn't even be replying all. Really, right. You shouldn't.
Well, you know, they say you write an email and then wait till you hit send and read it again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, see what you've done. Reply all or reply. But it happens to people.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know. I mean, at least it was a good thing that she said. You know, it wasn't like...
I think he'll get over it and they'll move and they'll go out again.
It's not like she was emailing a girlfriend there going, oh my God, I had the worst date ever, and it was a reply all, and he's this and he's that in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
At least it was positive stuff, so...
Probably all the girls in the office now are going to be going, hello,
he might get more dates. What's up, 8-pack? You doing all right? All right, sweet man. All right. All right, it is Tuesday, time for our Artist of the Week. He just celebrated his first Father's Day. It's 995 QIK. Jordan Davis on the phone, man. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thank y'all for letting me call in.
Absolutely. So check it out. QIK, obviously guitar pole. He cancels last minute on us. Something about a baby?
Yeah, it was kind of a big deal. He couldn't do our guitar pole.
What's
he was
that
out of baby.
About?
Yeah, I know, right? Golly, it's crazy. It feels like it was just yesterday. But here she is, 7 months old now. Man, it's been such a wild, fun ride. And you know, obviously a terrible thing going on with the pandemic, but man, having this time at home with her has just been amazing.
Little Eloise Davis right there is what we're talking about. And, is she talking yet?
No, she's not talking. It's funny. She's starting to where she's like using different, you know, at first she just like would make like the same noise over and over again to where now she's getting to where she can. She's making a few different kind of noises, and she'll, like, try to, you know, mimic you if you kind of get down and, like, yell at her or something. So it's pretty cool to see, like, just her growing up. You know, she just changes, like, every day, and it's been awesome.
What has been the one thing that you didn't expect being a first-time father?
I got to say that the connection to the mother is pretty strong.
wait, you and the mother? Because, I mean, obviously that's how Eloise came to be, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, we, you know, there's sometimes I would get frustrated, you know, just because, like, she wants nothing to do with anybody but mom. About a month, 2 month period where I was just...
You're pouting?
Yeah, I was here to wash bottles and change diapers, and other than that, I didn't get any of the fun... playtime, laughs, anything like that. She just wanted her mom. So, and I, you know, I'd actually read that connection's like really, really strong to where now, you know, she's kind of coming out of that. She knows me. You know, we can play now and she has a great time. But, yeah, for a second, I was pouting.
yeah. You know, she did carry the baby for 9 months for you. So, I mean, I think she has some time with her, right?
Yeah. She already had a little connection.
I love it. And, hey, do you think the beard, does she play with your beard at all?
Yeah, she likes the beard. She definitely loves to pull on my beard, which is probably fun for her, not super fun for me. But yeah, and at first, you know, she wasn't that strong, so it was just like, oh, this is cute. She's trying to pull my beard to where now she's getting her grip there. So we're about to have to hold back on that.
Have you let it grow a lot during the pandemic, or are you keeping it trimmed?
I like early on.
Yeah.
I was looking pretty Tom Hanks-y in the volleyball
Castaway
movie.
Yeah.
Castaway. There you go.
But now I've trimmed it up. You know, the first thing I did whenever they kind of started opening back up Nashville, I reached out to the girl that cuts my hair and my beard because I was looking pretty rough.
Yeah. I don't think anybody could have been looking worse than JR. Holy cow, man, that was bad.
It was bad. I was like, hey, I went in to get my hair cut. He's like, give me the Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
And Edward Scissorhands came out and got it done. It was great.
That's awesome.
Talking to Jordan Davis right now. Let's talk about the EP. Now, were any of these songs written after Eloise was born so you could have some influence that way?
Not on the EP.
Okay.
There wasn't anything on there that was, those were all prior to her getting here. But, right. You know, since then, I've definitely gotten a few for songs I've written about her and just kind of how it changes you as a person.
Right.
When you become a dad. So, yeah, those will probably be on the next album.
I'll be honest with you, man. There's some pressure on you. Kane Brown's got one. Brett Young's got one. I mean, you got to keep this up.
I know, man.
These daughter songs.
I feel like I know. I got to get the daughter song out. It's been really cool, especially as somebody that's a songwriter. You know, you're always looking for inspiration, and there's no better inspiration than a child. So I definitely see why Kane and Brett, you know, have these out now.
Right.
But yeah, I'm still kind of waiting on that, on the one that I think really sums it up.
So. Yeah. It'll probably help when your daughter starts hanging out with you more, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I can be in the same room with her without her screaming, that usually helps for inspiration.
Because right now all we have is beard pulling. That's what we're working on right now.
It's nothing but pain.
So. I want to talk about your new single, Almost Maybes. Tell everybody like what it's about.
That's about the close calls that I've had in the past, the past relationships that kind of got me where I'm at now. You know, I've never heard anybody put it like that. I wrote that with Hillary Lindsay, who's one of my favorite writers in town. And when she said that, I was kind of like, man, that's a cool way of thinking of that. And, you know, it's not bashing the exes. It's just kind of saying like, hey, I hope you learned something from our go at it. And I hope we're better people for it. So that's what that song means to me.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a different direction than Singles You Up. You know what I'm saying?
yeah. Little switch there.
Yeah. Singles You Up, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. Now we're going Almost Maybes. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, man. You had your first Father's Day. What did you get?
It was awesome. My wife got me. I'm a huge grill guy, so she got me a bunch of stuff to grill, so that kind of benefits her, too.
Yeah, right.
And then my daughter, she got me some foot paintings, which is a thing that I didn't know existed. Yeah, my daughter does a lot of art, but she's kind of a one-trick pony, which is basically just a footprint, and then she draws something around it. So.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that idea.
That's
but
awesome.
It was really cool. And then my wife let me go fishing yesterday morning for as long as I wanted, so it was a great day.
Did you catch anything?
I did not.
All right, well.
So I just stayed at home.
No, you got some time out there, right?
Yeah, I know. I had a couple beers, and it was good.
All right, cool, man. Well, listen, Jordan, we couldn't be more happy for not only your songwriting and your career, but your personal life, too. You're such a happy guy already, so I can't wait to see how Eloise has affected you and boosted your spirits even more.
Nah, thank y'all. I got a show to make up with you guys, so we'll see y'all soon.
We'll be ready. Talk to you later. All right. Bye.
Thank y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rebecca from Largo playing Brooks Cooks with us on 99.5 QIK. All right, Rebecca, we're going to try to get you into this drive-in concert with Garth Brooks on Saturday. You ready to play with us?
I am.
All right, here's how it works. So, obviously, Trisha Yearwood, a great cook. Obviously, Garth Brooks, a great artist. Who, you know, you could say when you put a song together, you got to have a little recipe, you got a little spicy or something that makes it great. So, we are going to give you some clues about very popular Garth Brooks songs. Kind of some recipe components to it, and then you got to guess which song it is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Rebecca. Are you a big Garth Brooks fan?
I am.
All right, you know his songs?
I do.
All right, here we go. Here's the first clue.
All right, this recipe includes Tulsa, dust, mud, a buckle, boots, some spurs and rope. What song am I talking about from Garth Brooks?
Is it...
Think about boots and chaps, cowboy
spurs,
hats.
Spurs, ropes.
I know that song. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, she's got it. It's spurs and let it go.
Boots,
it's the ropes and,
chaps,
and the reins.
Cowboy hats.
The joys and the pain. And the thing they call...
a rodeo.
It's boots and chaps. Yeah. It's cowboy hats. It's spurs and let it go.
Oh, my.
It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain. And they call the thing a rodeo.
The thing I love about that, Rebecca, is we didn't have to help you at all. You nailed that one. All right, we're going to do one more. All right, you ready for this?
I am.
All right, here we go. Go for it.
All right, this one includes The Stars Above, A King, The Pain, and A Dance Floor.
Ooh, great recipe.
Last Dance?
You had one word right.
Gosh, it's dance.
Yeah, but what's the word before that? It's a short one.
It's not Last Dance.
It's not? It's Tahi, is that, if you were to sound it out, Tahi. Oh.
The Dance.
The Dance!
And
everybody together. Oh, yes. Juan and I are dancing right now. I'm going to lead this time, Juan.
Spin me now.
Hey, way to go, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Rebecca, be confident in yourself. You got it. You're going to see Garth Brooks this weekend at a drive-in theater.
Oh, my gosh. When is it?
It's this Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You got it. There she is. I was wondering what's going on. We're about to check your pulse there for a second.
I just woke up. I'm sorry.
It's all good, girl. Congratulations. Hang on for us, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Man, those are some delicious recipes you put together.
I know.
Way
we'll
to
do
go.
It again tomorrow, 7:40. Let's do it.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, make sure and join us tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Chris Young takes over our radio station for another one of our mini concerts. Well, a big, huge congratulations to our friend Scotty McCreery. He picked up his third number one in a row with his song In Between, and this is what he said about his song.
Just kind of talking about who I was at the time and where I'm at in life and balance. I feel like the number one thing I've learned through life so far is that it's very important to have balance in anything you're doing. You can't be too much of one thing or the other.
Love that guy.
And Rascal Flatts, they will release an EP called How They Remember You on July 31st. They said they're celebrating their 20 years and they have all these kind of surprises for us. So yesterday they were on the Today Show and they were talking about this new album and they sang their brand new single, How They Remember You.
Did you stand or did you fall?
This brand new EP, it'll feature six unreleased songs as well as a version of Kenny Rogers Through the Years.
I love that.
Again, July 31st. All right.
So bummed with that farewell tour being canceled, but come on, they got to do something.
Yeah. Live Nation launches Drive-In Concert Series. The series of concerts will feature Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, and John Party. These events will take place in parking lots where concert goers will be given space between spots in order to tailgate and see the shows. Now, these will be happening in Nashville, Missouri, and Indiana. Nothing for Florida, but I say yet. We have so many places that we could do these drive-in concerts, so I think it's just a matter of time until they get their right paperwork, but hopefully they'll happen here. All right, and the big story yesterday, I think we all, none of us saw this coming. Breaking news, Carly Pearce has filed for divorce from Michael Ray, her husband of only 8 months. I just feel like it was yesterday we had his bachelor party here for him.
I know.
Just really sad because we know that they're crazy about each other. Both of them were at our guitar pool in November, and they were just such a great couple, so all of us are pretty surprised. Now, we're just kind of looking back, like, what happened? What could have happened? Nobody knows, and I don't think anybody's really going to know the story. It's really none of our business. Maybe had something to do with a family. We don't know, because here's Carly talking about having children.
We just want to be married right now, but we always say two kids. We kind of want two. I feel like everybody says that, but we're going to have to find a way to travel together, tour together when that happens, because I ain't getting stuck with both. I ain't going to be stuck as a single mom.
Oh,
I mean,
I love both of them.
Right.
And I've had good experiences with both of them, and I thought this was awesome. I mean, talking to Michael, and I'm not name dropping, but I knew Michael's ex as well, and knew her family really well. And when he came over and started dating Carly after that, it was really, like, he was like, dude, this is it. Like, obviously, this is the one mm-hmm. for me. And Carly would say the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. Carly broke up with someone to be with Michael Ray.
I would, too.
Oh. But it's such a bummer because they're two good, good people. So something went down. And I know. Just,
and
Michael just lost an uncle as well. So I just, I feel bad for him so much. I texted him yesterday. I was like, hey, bro, you are loved. Reach out anytime. And
right.
If you need to hide out somewhere, come on over to the house. I mean, just such a bummer. I'm so bummed for him.
I know. And they said that, they said it wasn't coronavirus related. We all know that, you know, being home with your partner has, you know, taken a toll on a lot of couples.
Well, they split time. She was with her family, and then, you know, he went down to visit, and then he was back because he's recording a new album.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, geez.
Yeah, and she said that the time that they did spend together was probably the longest they've ever been in the same house for an extended period of time because of the coronavirus. So, honestly, it's really none of our business. We're not going to speculate, and, you know, we're not going to start anything. We have no idea, but we just wish them both the best. They just two beautiful people, and hopefully that they're going to they'll be okay and recover from this. But, yeah, definitely sad news yesterday. We've got more of that up at 995QIK.com. All right, switching the gears, how about a concert this weekend, Friday night, Dallas Bowl. The Bellamy Brothers are going to be on stage, the first concert at the Dallas Bowl since all of this started. So jump on the phones right now. We're going to hook you with a pair of tickets. Caller number 9 at 800-992-1099. And that is your Music Minute on 995QIK.
What a great love song right there. It's 995QYK. This is almost, I'm in disbelief right now about this. When I found this out, and when I discovered this, I should say, it's 995QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Kevin, Lana here as well. I was just in shock. I thought the gesture was very, very nice. I thought it was very sweet. I just don't know what Lana's going to do. All right, so let me give you the backstory. Obviously, Sunday was Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, happy Father's Day again.
Oh, thank you.
Lana is dating someone who has kids, so they were celebrating him as a father. They went over to his
mother's
house. And apparently, can we say what he does?
Yeah.
All right, he's a first responder.
Right.
He works on SWAT and stuff like that.
Right, he's on the SWAT team.
Okay. So they do a lot of training exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a picture of him during a training. It was an action shot. Very cool. He was rappelling from a helicopter.
Ooh.
It was really, really cool.
It's a sexy picture.
Yeah.
Which is what Lana said. Told her boyfriend, hey, that's a really cool picture of you. I like it. In whatever way that was.
Right.
Okay. Well, his mom got wind of that she was a fan of the picture, okay? And so much so that she created a gift for Lana, which was, I thought, very, very cool.
That is nice.
Yeah, you know? So I didn't know what the gift was.
Right.
So I walked into Lana's office yesterday to get something for the show, and I noticed a 3-foot-tall... And by the way, Kevin, you've seen this. Tell me if I'm exaggerating.
It's 3 feet tall.
3 feet tall by what? What do you think?
A foot and a half.
Foot and a half.
It's 2 feet.
It's a movie poster size. If you go to the Veterans Theater and you're walking up and you're going, oh, what's at the movie theater? That's the size of it.
It's literally that big. And it's that picture that she said that was so nice. Now, Lana can't even take it. Now, obviously, amazing gesture. Very cool.
Oh, so sweet of her.
Very sweet.
Yes. She got it framed.
So it is legitly framed.
Yes, it is.
She took it to have it framed. Like, yes. Spent money.
And blown up and the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was, when we saw it, we just obviously were like, what are you going to do with that?
Yes.
And I guess he had mentioned, well, why don't you put it in your office?
That's a nice thing. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Why?
Well, let me ask you, Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin, your wife, also a first responder.
She is.
If there was an action shot of her doing something, would you put it in your studio if it was if it was a poster size, movie poster size?
No, I would not.
All right. Now.
But what if your mother-in-law
I would have
framed.
Told I would have said, why did you make this as big as you did?
Well, you guys have been together for a long time. This is kind of a new thing.
Well,
even more so. That's what I'm saying. Now, I get a small picture. And by the way, we are not hating on him at all or his mother. Amazing gesture.
If it were half the size, I would.
I'd be like, that's really, really
cool.
That's
too big to put up in an office.
I mean, so Lana will get pictures of artists like Kenny Chesney or whatever that are sent to her by like the record label to say thank you for supporting or whatever.
Sure.
And they're pretty big.
Yes.
This is way bigger.
This is a giant thing,
and it is a movie poster. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, it's a cool gesture, whatever, but this will be the centerpiece of her office. There's no doubt about it. I mean, coming this fall,
a new movie from Lana's boyfriend.
In a world where SWAT is everything. So, Lana, how are you feeling about this? First reaction when you saw, honest first reaction when they presented it to you.
Oh, I'm like, oh, wow, it's really big. And it's framed, so now it's going up.
Yes.
And, I mean, I have to bring it to work because I can't keep it at home.
No.
Because he'd be like, hey, bring it to work and put it in your office. So I had to bring it to work, and I was, like, hoping I could get it in here without you guys seeing.
That didn't happen.
And that didn't happen, so. But, yeah, it's so sweet, and it's a really sexy
picture. It's a great picture.
It is a great picture of him.
I mean, I love it, you know. And so now I guess I'm going to have to get a hammer and some nails and put it up on the wall in the office.
We were trying to hang it for her yesterday, and she goes, no, not there. No, not there.
I really don't have a very big office, and like JR was saying, I've got gold plaques and stuff on my wall from artists, and I don't.
It will be the biggest thing in there. There is no doubt about it. It is half the size of Lana, and we are just
gigantic.
It's huge.
By the way, we wanted to put it up because it's fantastic and it's going to be great material for us. I mean, no one will miss this. You can be walking by in the corner of your eye, you will catch how big this poster is.
No doubt about it.
It is. She won't let us post it, by the way. I wanted to so bad, but she won't let us post it, and that's fine. You probably could see it from the freeway, so no worries. So what should she do in this situation? Because she kind of is in a dilemma.
Yeah.
She's very appreciative. It's a great picture of her boyfriend. But it's a little big.
I mean, what if your mother or father-in-law gave you a gigantic...
In-law?
Family.
Man, we didn't know about that. It's getting serious.
No, it's not like that.
Okay. But
if they gave you a gigantic poster framed of your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, and you're walking in your office. I mean, think about the camaraderie at your office and how people...
Camaraderie.
Thank you, him too. And how you joke around, you know, I mean, walking in and putting that up in your office.
Yeah, I can't imagine it at all. Lana's dying over here. All right, what would you do? 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Oh, yeah. Trending in Tampa Bay. Time now to go 6 feet away from me and social distance appropriate. CMA Award winning veteran radio personality, Kevin. What's up?
Thank you so much. A lot of mask orders in the Tampa Bay area. We're going to start in Hillsborough County, where they will require all indoor business operators to enforce a mandatory mask order. That's starting tomorrow at 5 p.m. The order requires businesses to ensure compliance and enforce the provisions by denying admittance to any indoor location to people who aren't wearing masks or removing people from the business who aren't following the mandate. Business operators who don't comply could be charged with a second degree misdemeanor with a penalty of up to 60 days in jail and or 6 months probation and a $500 fine. A huge deal.
Yes.
Wear your mask is what Hillsborough County is saying.
$500.
Yep. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister voted against it, and he said,
if we make facial coverings a law, it will overburden and place local law enforcement in a compromising position to enforce.
Oh, boy. With everything going on, another thing that they need to enforce is crazy.
Time to deal with that?
Well, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor, who voted for it, disputed Sheriff Cronister's assessment about it.
We've had less than a dozen calls to law enforcement about this. So it's overwhelming law enforcement.
Oh, man, this is getting prickly.
Yeah, so this is what's happening. So that's starting at 5 p.m. in Hillsborough County.
It's so important, yet they're not starting until tomorrow at 5.
That's right.
Yeah, but we do need to wear them because I think Jane Castor said that doing it for 2 weeks would cut down cases by 80%.
Right. Yep,
that's the correct stat.
That's right. So let's go to the other side of the bay. Let's start in Pinellas County. And St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman signed a mandatory mask order yesterday requiring all patrons to wear a mask inside enclosed businesses. The order will go into effect at 5 p.m. today. Pinellas County commissioners will consider three proposals for a county-wide face mask mandate. One proposal would apply to all people over the age of 2 years old while they're inside any public establishment. Another proposal would apply only to employees working inside restaurants, bars, and retail stores. And a third proposal would require all people inside grocery stores, pharmacies, medical offices, and hospitals to wear a mask, while masks would only be required for employees of restaurants, bars, and indoor retail spaces. The ordinances say violators will first receive a warning reminding them to cover up, but if an individual or business decides not to follow the rule, they would end up with a fine. The penalties would increase with each offense, $100 for the first citation, $250 for the second, and $500 for a third offense.
I'll tell you what, if you get caught three times doing this, you deserve a $500 fine. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah. You know the law. You have to do it. We got to go through this together.
That's
it's
right.
Like, I mean, listen, how many times have these ordinances changed? You know, it's like, we're out, we're closed, we're out, we're closed. I mean, just stick with the program. Let's get it done.
That's right. So, all right, so we're done with the masks. That's it for
thank
that.
You.
We're done. The Hillsborough County School Board will meet this morning to discuss its reopening plan for the 2020-2021 school year. A few ideas have been floated around, but there has been nothing definitive from the school board. So we'll find out what's going on today. And finally, Carnival Cruise Line announced yesterday that they won't sail until October the 1st at the earliest. Port Tampa Bay is one of the destinations that the cruise line serves. Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy said, "We have watched with great interest as commerce, travel, and personal activities have begun to start back up. And once we do resume service, we will take all necessary steps to ensure the health and safety of our guests, crew, and the communities we bring our ships to in order to maintain public confidence in our business."
I'd like to be like one of the first people to go on the cruise because they've been sitting for so long. Yep. You know, they're clean.
Clean. You're going to get a weird mask tan, though. That's going to be interesting when you down your face.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
There you go. Trending in Tampa Bay right there by veteran radio personality and CMA award-winning radio personality. That is Kevin. Thanks, brother.
Yes, sir.
Wear your mask.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.